Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Kuno Berrigan. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield strikes out. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Groat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Altman reaches second base with a double. Kindle scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Burgess for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat misplays the ball. That's an error on Groat. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berrigan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gibbon fires to first and picks off Ashburn. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gibbon is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berrigan is 0 for 1 in the game. Berrigan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verdon moves to second. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gibbon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Schofield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibbon covering, for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart fields the ball and throws to Gibbon covering. Safe. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Burgess and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Schofield. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berrigan is 0 for 2 in the game. Berrigan bunts towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bausch is 0 for 2 in the game. Bausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardwell bunts towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. Bausch moves to second. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Walt Morin pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Al McBean pinch runs for Walt Morin. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. Schofield strikes out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McBean moves to second. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive off the glove of Cardwell. The ball bounces into foul territory, and onto the outfield grass. Skinner reaches second base with a double. McBean scores. Grote moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clem Labine now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Labine fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Labine. Altman moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Kuno Berrigan is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Berrigan is 0-for-2 in the game. Berrigan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Clem Labine. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.